Welcome to Optimal Health for Busy Entrepreneurs, the podcast for busy and high-performing entrepreneurs and leaders who are looking to create more energy and optimize their health while upgrading their brain and personal performance with precision. I am your host, Julian Hayes II. I've been involved with health and performance for over a decade. This podcast was created for the high performer who is unapologetically ambitious, the one who moves at a fast pace and operates with an edge, the one who wants to become superhuman. Nothing here is fluff, gimmicky, or feel good. I have little to no interest in simply helping you improve your life. I want to help transform it. By listening to this podcast, expect to have a body that feels just as good as it looks. Expect to possess a swagger and style that gives off an infectious vibe. Expect to command the stage or any boardroom you walk into with your executive presence. And lastly, expect to become your most enhanced self so you can live a limitless life. Now, let's get to the show. Welcome to another episode of Optimal Health for Busy Entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Julian Hayes II, and it is episode 100. Now, it's crazy to think about, as I remember recording episode 1 and being a little nervous to start this process of getting into the audio world. So, many thanks to everyone who has been here since day one. Thanks for those who have maybe discovered it along the way. And welcome to those who are listening for the first time. And if you get value out of this episode, I'm sure that if you go back into archives, that you will find a lot of episodes that you will also get value from. Now, as far as today's episode is concerned, I'm going over a simple mistake that many entrepreneurs, executives, and high achievers make when it comes to their health and fitness goals. It's an under-the-radar mistake that they unconsciously make. And if you find yourself in this current moment on the proverbial seesaw with your health, then there's a high likelihood that you're unconsciously making this mistake as well. Now, what's this mistake? It's being goal-oriented instead of process-oriented. And to be even more specific, to take this a layer deeper, it's setting an outcome goal that conflicts with the value of yours. Now, shortly, I will get to the three common value conflicts that I see with clients mostly. But for now, I want to explain why outcome goals aren't ideal in this instance. So the characteristics that has made you a successful entrepreneur, business owner, a successful executive, or successful in whatever endeavor that you're in, these same things can unintentionally prevent you from hitting those weight loss goals. Those same things can prevent you from achieving optimal health, and most importantly, achieving it and keeping it over the long haul. But it goes without question, as I say all this, that when you're conquering any industry, when you're building a business from scratch, or you're rising up the ranks of your company, you need an ample amount of ambition and motivation to propel you each and every day. This attribute is highly beneficial to your business and career, but it can be counterproductive when it comes to losing weight, when it comes to managing weight. So I'm going to paint you a common scenario here. Perhaps you've hit your goal weight, but what's next? You've completed the marathon, but what's after the finish line? Because far too often, for the goal-oriented person, this spark vanishes, and nothing is left but an empty void that unfortunately is favorable for those old habits to step in. And a lot of those old habits, of course, are going to lead to old weight coming back, probably with a little extra tax on it. So, sure, you may start another plan, but a feeling of deja vu is likely to appear once again. You lose the weight, and then you gain it back. And it's a yo-yo roller coaster type of cycle that many people find themselves on. So don't think of managing your weight as a goal. Think of it as a process. Because much like accounting, it's going to require a day-to-day attention to detail. So many entrepreneurs, they have goals of becoming a $1 million business, maybe a $1 billion business. But a well-oiled sales and marketing process is what delivers the result. The goal could be weight loss, but the process is your daily training, nutrition, and sleep habits. And when the process, it's critical. But there's something that comes even before that on the hierarchy of goals, and that's your values. It's the fundamental first pillar. It's level one. You see, it starts with your values, and then that leads to your habits, and then that leads to the process. And finally, you reach the outcome. Your mind lies about your health all the time. It tells you those good lies. You fail to lose weight. You fail to get strong. You fail to optimize your health due to these conflicting values. They're unconsciously undermining your desired outcome goals. You're unconsciously conflicted at level one. And this makes it close to mission impossible to achieve and get to level four, which is those desired outcomes. Now, due to this conflict at level one with your values, you're going to have difficulty with forming daily habits and a sustainable process that seamlessly integrates with your professional life and your personal life. So remember that your habits are level two and the process is level three. Values are, of course, level one. And when it comes to values, there are many values that people come into conflict with. But the three most popular ones are pleasure, pain, time, and energy. So let's start with pleasure and pain. So here's a crystal clear example with pleasure and pain. Someone instinctively prefers pleasure, let's say it's ice cream here, over pain, which is exercise. Now, most executives, entrepreneurs, they deal with a lot of stress on their jobs. This can be a perceived pain, and they tend to compensate with this through stress eating or stress drinking. And those can be perceived pleasures and ways of relaxing. So even when you have these pleasure goals, they conflict with your health. You want to be fit. You want to look good in the boardroom and the bedroom, but you also want to relax. You also want to have a drink and unwind and enjoy some comfort foods. So let's look at time now, which is one of the second most common values that's in conflict at times. None of us seem to have enough time to ever get anything done. And typically, as entrepreneurs, executives, high-achieving individuals, we're benevolent, and we prioritize providing for others at the expense of taking care of ourselves. This is part of the success paradox, where the more successful you become, the more in demand you become, and the more likely your self-care, it falls to the wayside, unless you have the necessary self-awareness and discipline to keep it at the forefront. But here's the thing with time that I see a lot of people kind of misinterpret. It's rarely an issue with time. Being too busy with your health and fitness, this stems from a lack of focus, not time. The next value is energy. Energy is finite on a daily basis. Most focus solely on their time when they should be focusing on their energy. And when you have a bit of spare time, maybe you prefer to relax or sleep instead of exerting yourself through maybe exercise. But here's the thing. A small investment of your energy into something such as your fitness can have a huge positive return of investment on your productivity in life. And when we think of energy and managing your energy, it's not just physical energy. It's essential to think about your emotional energy, your spiritual energy, and your mental energy as well. So if your values conflict with your outcome goals, your values are going to win every single time. They're undefeated. They're essentially the Floyd Mayweather. So therefore, what I want you to do, it's essential to keep these four levels in mind. And that starts with setting these value-based goals that will then result in a more sustainable and beneficial habit-based and process-based goals, which then lead to your desired outcome-based goals. So with that said, thank you so much for tuning in. It means the world to me. I'm truly humbled by it that you can take time out of your busy day, the thousands of podcasts out there, to tune into this one. I really appreciate it. So it's been a quick ride to these 100 episodes. I look forward to the next 100 episodes. If you haven't gotten on the email list yet, definitely join the newsletter Superhuman Insider, as every Sunday I send out three of my musings, and sometimes throughout the week I send another newsletter out that is just for subscribers. And so I hope that you stick around. I have some incredible guests on the way, plus some powerful solo episodes coming up. So in the meantime, stay awesome, be limitless, and go be superhuman. Peace. If you are a high-performance entrepreneur, leader, or executive looking to supercharge your energy and become the most enhanced version of yourself without the guesswork, and you're tired of cookie-cutter templates, randomly guessing and hoping the next thing will work, and you actually want a precise and bespoke health optimization and performance roadmap that is in-depth, data-driven, and custom-tailored specifically for you, then my superhuman coaching programs are probably a good fit for you. No stones will be left untouched. Now, it's not a good fit for you if you're someone who does not want to invest the time, the commitment, nor the energy into getting the results. But if you are someone who is ready to start their N of One journey, upgrade their body and brain with precision, and truly live a limitless life, I invite you to apply by heading over to theartoffitnessinlife.com/us, and you'll get the opportunity to talk with me for 60 minutes, and we'll take a deep dive into where you currently are and where you're trying to go, and then we'll decide if this is a good fit for you and me. And if it is, I'll extend an invitation for us to work together. Once again, to apply, head over to theartoffitnessinlife.com/us. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you.